This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's some insult being added to the injury in Florida this week. On top of the flooding and the wind damage and damages to property of other kinds, it's especially difficult right now for Floridians to get their insurance claims processed because all of the insurance adjusters, or a great many of them anyway, are in Houston because Harvey got there first. Leslie Sism writes about Florida's insurance adjuster shortage today in the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you very much.
You point out in this story that Florida is especially vulnerable to this kind of shortage just because of the way the insurance market works there. Explain that a little bit.
Florida has a very unusual market, and it is developed in this unusual way since Andrew in 1992. The big insurance companies, the big household name home insurers, have been shrinking their footprint there. Hmm. In their place have come a lot of small to mid-size insurers. They don't tend to have these big fleets of in-house adjusters. So they turn to what's called the independent adjuster market. So that's where the competition is.
Yeah. Freelancers, basically, is what most of them are.
Right.
And is there then the commensurate supply-demand thing going on that if you're an insurance adjuster in Florida, you're doing all right?
A lot of companies are scrambling to find enough insurance adjusters now to handle Irma's claims, and they're having to raise pay. So if you're still in Florida and you're an independent adjuster, you're going to make a little more money than you would have had Harvey not already hit. And some of those Harvey adjusters are coming back to Florida now that they're wrapping up their work, or some of them are leaving before they wrapped up, yeah. But they're eager to come back to Florida and get the higher pay now.
And there's a great anecdote of one guy you talked to for this piece driving around in his RV, and that's how he does it. He's got his office in his RV.
We learned in reporting this that a lot of these independent adjusters are what are called cat chasers. They go around in the wake of the catastrophes and earn a lot of money in the couple months immediately after. Adjusters can make $60,000 to $100,000 in a month if they're working really efficiently, moving claims fast, doing their work fast.
One of the big problems with this shortage is that a stale insurance claim, somebody says in this piece, is an expensive insurance claim. They don't age well.
Right. And as another person told us, it's not like wine that supposedly ages well. So, yes, because as houses just sit there without the homeowner having money for major repairs, there could be some worsened damage, could be mold, could be other things. But another concern in Florida is that plaintiff's lawyers will start to connect with large numbers of these homeowners and these claims will become litigious matters. If the lawyers get involved, that could drive up the cost quite a bit.
You point out that the state of Florida is actually trying to get more folks certified to adjust these insurance claims. One imagines it cannot be an arduous process to get that certification then.
To get a license requires about 40 hours. So it's a little late for people to come down there to Florida and think they're going to get a license and then get certified with an insurance company.
Right.
I have had a few readers send emails asking how they can go about getting licensed there. There is a process.
Leslie Sism with Nicole Friedman in the Wall Street Journal today on the insurance adjuster shortage down in Florida. Leslie, thanks a lot.
And thank you.